Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. We're really in the midst of a very dramatic change on this planet, and it's vital that we all stay focused on what we want to co-create in our lives and not let the fears of lack and limitation and the other things that are surfacing up to the surface to be transmuted into light overwhelm us. Today, I'd like for you to join me in invoking the flow of God's infinite abundance into the lives of awakening humanity, so that as we transmute poverty consciousness, which has really been at the very base of so much of the pain and suffering that's going on this planet, we'll be able to get to the cause of the maladies that humanity is now experiencing. Through our concentrated efforts, we can prevent ourselves from becoming overwhelmed with the extreme situations that are surfacing all around us, and we can change what is happening in our lives in the most positive way. After all, our thoughts and feelings are creative. We have the gift of free will, so we are co-creating this experience that we're going through. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world, because we are more aware of what is occurring. There are many people that are so buried in the pain and suffering that they're experiencing in their own lives, they haven't even begun to glimpse the possibility of a hopeful end to all of this challenge. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. So truly, no matter how buried a human being may be in his or her painful outer world circumstances, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God and that they have an ability to make a significant difference in their life, you and I can join together and invoke the light of God through their I Am presence and assist and lifting their heads above the mud puddle of their own painful experiences so that they can see a greater opportunity for change. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. So we're going to do that today. We're going to work together with all of the precious souls that are joining with us in consciousness throughout the planet. And together, we are going to invoke the light of God on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. We've all heard those statements. Now, there's another universal law that states, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of life and our free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence in the company of heaven cannot just intervene in our lives and do this for us without us invoking their assistance and giving them permission. Since we are all one, it means that you and I have the ability to hold the sacred space for our brothers and sisters in the family of humanity who have not awakened yet. If a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend the universal laws of ask and you shall receive, or knock and the door will be open, or the fact that anyone in the physical plane can invoke light on their behalf, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke the light for them. And it gives their I Am presence to permission to intervene and the company of heaven permission to intervene, so that they will receive assistance from on high. Now, in many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven of that person has been given permission to directly intervene in their life. Consequently, he or she may have been suffering unnecessarily or perpetuating the chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. The floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. So please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of light workers all over the world, and the heart and mind of the company of heaven. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every person on earth. Now, as we begin, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are being transformed into a powerful force field of light. Together we are co-creating a chalice of light that is cradling the entire planet Earth and all her life. During our time together today, we're going to join in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions as we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So in this eternal moment of now, open your heart and mind and realize that you are one with all life. So let's talk about claiming our abundance. Abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. It is a profound truth. But unfortunately, humanity has forgotten that truth, and we haven't remembered that for a very long time. Literally, for eons, we have been struggling in the quagmire that was created by our beliefs, the beliefs of our lower human ego, who has manipulated us into accepting lack and limitation as part of our natural earthly experience. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. During this unprecedented moment on Earth, there is an awakening taking place within the heart and mind of every person on this planet, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. This is causing people everywhere to lift up in consciousness. And people are beginning to ask the questions, who am I and why am I here? What is the purpose and reason for my being? Our God selves are responding to our heartfelt inquiries. And we are beginning to perceive the bigger picture of our purpose and reason for being, as well as the explanation for the events that are taking place all over the earth that seem to be exacerbating the problems and causing more pain and suffering. As humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not the fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality that we have known as our human ego. We begin to realize that we are, in truth, powerful sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We are created in God's image, and we are one with that all-encompassing presence of divinity. This information is prompting us to open our hearts and minds, and it is allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. Now, as the light of God increases on earth, flowing through our heart flame, as we invoke the light of God into our lives, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. That's why things look so very ominous at this particular time, because the light of God is increasing on earth through the hearts and minds of awakening humanity. And as it does, it pushes everything that conflicts with that light to the surface. So from outer appearances, we easily see all of the pain and suffering, all of the garbage, all of the problems that conflict with God's light being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface so that it can be transmuted and healed back into its original perfection. Because of this phenomenon, this is what the world religions were talking about when they talked about these latter days being a time of screaming and gnashing of teeth. The divine intent of this purging is not to take us all down the tubes or just to cause us to suffer and to be miserable. But there is no separation. We are one with all life. So we just can't say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. That negativity that we have co-created, either inadvertently through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings, or deliberately through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings, it is being pushed to the surface so that we can transmute that energy back into God's original divine perfection. It's a necessary and critical part of our ascension into the frequencies of light. Now, as far back as August of 2008, after several decades of dedicated work by awakening humanity, light workers all over the world, we reached a critical mass that allowed the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to be anchored in the physical plane. These patterns include the inseparable archetypes of the 10th solar aspect of deity that is pouring forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. And those archetypes consist of the flow of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. So for the past several years, everything that conflicts with these two aspects of deity are being pushed to the surface to be healed. This is occurring in our individual lives and our collective life as a global family. Now, this cleansing process is being accelerated. All we have to do is watch the news or read a newspaper to see the confirmation of this, that the conflict with the financial abundance or the global economy and the potential of war or the lack of eternal peace are being exacerbated at this moment. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in alignment with the divine plan. Since people everywhere are beginning to remember that we have co-created the maladies existing on Earth through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, they also understand that as these things are being pushed to the surface, we have the ability to change them and transmute them back into light. So we are seeing more and more of this, not because things are getting worse, but to inspire us and to motivate us to invoke the light of God to transmute these things quickly so we can move through this purging process and begin tangibly manifesting the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which include the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace. This accelerated purging is indeed intense, but it is a necessary factor in paving the way for the tangible manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The company of heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of the horrific things we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am Presence, which is our true God Self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are experiencing, whether we're talking about cataclysmic earth changes or whether we're talking about inclement weather conditions, financial situations, the wars that are existing, the corruption, the greed, whatever is manifesting on this planet, we have agreed to transmute the things that are taking place in our lives. Each of us has been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process. It's important for us to remember that through our I Am presence, we have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength we need to succeed God victoriously. This is the moment we have all been working toward, the moment we knew would one day arrive. But we were afraid we would not see this in our lifetime. This is a cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos is going to be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace are going to be permanently established in each and every one of our lives. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. The reason for that is because the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into humanity's hearts and conscious minds. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption, which caused the problems in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection pouring forth from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, global warming, disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress this knowledge and these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are now available to us. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of light workers around the world. Awakening people everywhere are magnetizing the fifth dimensional patterns of the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet. Because of this selfless service to life and the unprecedented assistance we are receiving from the Company of Heaven, miracles are happening. We have created an unstoppable quantum shift that is beginning to lift Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the patterns of divine love and balance that reflect the new Earth, which is going to reflect the immaculate concept of heaven on Earth in each of our lives. The legions of light in the realms of illumined truth said that humanity's descent into poverty consciousness is being reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The beings of light said that the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God must now be reclaimed as our divine birthright, which will then reflect in the outer world as eternal peace. During this momentous time, we can burst the paralyzing, fear-based grip of our fragmented human consciousness that has held us in this stagnating place for literally millennia. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for thousands of years into believing that we are only our physical body and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. Our human ego, this fallen aspect of our consciousness, accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if it means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm that statement. But this is a new day on planet Earth, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is now lifting us up into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Now it is time for us to transmute the thought forms and the patterns that have perpetuated our poverty consciousness and the lack and limitation that we have experienced in our lives, the poverty manifesting in every corner of the world. The information and the tools that I am going to share with you now have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us quickly pass through this cleansing process so that the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace will begin to tangibly manifest in our lives. This facet of the divine plan has actually been unfolding for millennia. The purging that is taking place throughout the economic world at this time has been accelerated, and it is a necessary, critical part of the planetary transformation that we are now in the midst of. For eons of time, the monetary systems of the world have been abused. Instead of the natural, God-given exchange of giving and receiving, the flow, ebb and flow of God's abundance, based on the principles of always working toward the highest good for all concerned, the wealth of the world has been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitude. The time for us to change that oppressive paradigm is now. So please join with me and those who are tuning in with us from around the world as we invoke the violet flame and the light of God to transmute poverty consciousness, and we expand a gift of pure divine light that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven that will accelerate the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace on this precious planet. All is in readiness. So to participate in this activity of light, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Place your hands gently in your lap with your palms facing upward so that you are an open conduit for the infinite flow of God's abundance, the tenth solar aspect of God's eternal peace and abundance, which is a golden ray of eternal light. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the tension of the day just drop away. Feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. Now breathe in deeply again, and as you exhale, feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Your mind is activated, and any feelings of confusion or doubt or fear are just swept away. You are mentally alert and vibrantly aware. Your I Am presence, your true God reality, is taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. And you realize that through this magnificent expression of your I Am presence, you are enveloped in a force field of invincible protection, which prevents anything that is not of the light from distracting you or interfering with this sacred activity of light. You begin to feel a deep inner glow of peace and well-being. And you experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm. You now realize that you are the open door that no one can shut. And you consecrate yourself to receiving the highest frequencies of the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace from the golden radiance of sacred fire. Now, please follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I'm going to state this in the first person so that each of us will experience this activity of light tangibly and personally in our own lives. But we have invoked the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Every person, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, to join with us. And simultaneously, on behalf of every person, we are serving as a surrogate to be the open door for the light of God, so that as we make this call for ourselves, we simultaneously make it for every person on earth. We are joined with the entire company of heaven and our Father, Mother, God. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing. And I begin to perceive the still, small voice within. I am beginning to experience exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy. From this new level of awareness, I now comprehend higher levels of truth than I have ever known before. Beloved I Am presence, I now realize I am in you and you are in me. I am that I am. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace. I am my I Am presence. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am being lifted up closer in vibration to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns and my DNA eons ago are now being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I now step through the doorway into multidimensional realities. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. As I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and as I do, I feel a greater sense of accomplishment, self-worth, and importance of purpose than ever before. My life is pulsating with a sense of meaning and warmth. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I easily release all patterns that reflect a consciousness that is less than prosperity and God's abundance. I realize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, and I do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life right here and right now. This change is manifesting within me through divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing now surfaces before me, I easily love it free and forgive myself for any perceived transgressions of the law of prosperity and abundance. I know I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place within me, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and deep silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with this infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able, through my I Am presence, to make correct choices that will perpetuate my divine plan and my highest good. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change. I accept this with deep humility and profound gratitude. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity, and only that that supports my highest good, through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and my gift of free will. I am now being lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. and now higher. I now focus my attention on the sacred essence of my holy breath. And I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity to the source of never-ending perfection, my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I realize that with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of that perfection into my heart flame and radiating it forth to bless all life evolving on this sweet earth. I know now that with every in-breath, I lift into the open portal, moving into the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, into the heart of my Father, Mother, God. And with every out-breath, these divine blessings flow through my heart flame as a divine blessing for all humanity and the planet. I understand now that the divine gifts being presented to humanity by the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath. I consecrate and dedicate my breath to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance and eternal peace. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth, bringing perfection with every holy breath I take. I am now ready through every level of consciousness to release and transmute through the full infinite power of the violet flame of my Father, Mother, God, every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy that I have ever released in any time frame or existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, and the supply of all good things through my financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my God self to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. As these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I lift into the most intensified frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite forgiveness, perfection, and transmutation that I am capable of experiencing at this time. I absorb this most powerful frequency of the violet flame, and I am expanding it through my heart flame. I breathe this sacred fire in through and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the energy that is surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free and transmuted back into light. This sacred violet flame from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy is being instantaneously transformed back into its original perfection, which is reflecting the flow of God's infinite abundance. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back into the ages of time to magnetize into the violet flame every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and I am able to release them into the violet flame easily and effortlessly, without pain or fear. I simply let them go, and I feel the buoyant joy of my newfound freedom as this energy is instantaneously transmuted back into light. I continue breathing in and exhaling deeply as I reach deeper and deeper into the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, forgiveness, and transmutation. As I exhale this light, this sacred flame, into my earthly experiences, the sacred fire floods forth into the physical plane of Earth, and I affirm with deep feeling and a true, profound inner knowing, I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I now realize that I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred gift of the violet flame not only my own misqualified gift of life and those through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, but the mass consciousness of poverty as well, the etheric records and memories of humanity's abuse of money and finances throughout history, since the initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now flow into the violet flame of forgiveness, God's infinite perfection and transmutation. Under the direction of my I Am presence and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life, in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing to be transmuted by this unprecedented gift of the violet flame from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. Transformation is taking place as each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally financially free. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take, daily and hourly, moment to moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. I now join with higher levels of light as the company of heaven lifts me into greater frequencies to experience and amplify the gift of prosperity that has been given to humanity. I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth, and I extend into higher frequencies of the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light that radiates in the atmosphere of earth. And I know I am one with God and all of these frequencies of light. All of the light workers evolving on earth are joining me in consciousness in this octave of pure joy. And I know I am one with every part of life. As one unified voice, we send forth a clarion call into the universe, invoking our illumined brothers and sisters to come and help us in our moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of our unified voice reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth, and they take their strategic position above me, forming a tremendous circle as they stand shoulder to shoulder. As one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of perfection, they breathe into their heart flame the golden ray of God's eternal peace and infinite abundance. This divine light pours forth from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This resplendent golden light contains within its holy vibration every frequency of God's abundance and eternal peace. It is the most glorious, scintillating color of gold that I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of this opulence into their heart flames, they become golden, radiant suns of light. They now, in perfect synchronicity, breathe the golden light from their heart flames into the center of the circle. As the golden rays of light pour forth from their heart centers into the center of the circle, the rays begin to merge, forming a brilliant sun. This sun forms the matrix within which the cosmic force field of prosperity consciousness that will bathe earth and lift all life into the immaculate concept of God's infinite abundance is formed. The beings of light now magnetize the thought form of the force field of prosperity, which is held in the divine mind of God. The blueprint forms within the golden sun. It is a radiant, scintillating golden pyramid of light, and pulsating within its base is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth to bathe every particle of life evolving here in the glory of God's abundance and eternal peace. Unformed primal light substance is now magnetized into the etheric blueprint, and the golden pyramid of opulence is tangibly and permanently manifest in the atmosphere above Earth. This resplendent beauty pulsates continually in the atmosphere of Earth. It is increasing daily and hourly to be sustained through the unified efforts of the entire company of heaven and the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As the golden light of prosperity bathes the earth, it expands through every heart flame, flooding the planet. As the golden light of prosperity reaches its furthest destination in the world of form, it floods every particle of life with financial sustenance, and it begins to return on the return journey then back to the source. This golden light flows back first into our own heart flame, the location through which it flowed into the physical plane. As this sacred light flows back into my heart, it begins with the infinite flow. It brings with it the infinite flow of money and the God supply of all good things. I am the open door for this flow of abundance. My life now is reflecting the gift of permanent financial freedom. From this moment forth, I am open and receptive to everything I need to fulfill my divine plan. I now know that the divine law of ask and you shall receive is instantly manifesting through me. I feel the buoyancy and elation of this newfound freedom. The entire company of heaven is assisting me and rejoicing with me. My divine birthright of abundance and eternal peace is now expanding through a new level of prosperity consciousness. The company of heaven expands through my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. This essence of golden light is securely anchored, permanently sustained on the holy breath within the divinity of my heart by my I Am presence. I am, I am, I am. I am the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. It is done, and so it is. I am, I am, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I gently move my hands and feet. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being of light, and that I abide at once in both the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light and the physical world of form on earth. With my every breath, I am continually an open portal for the full manifestation of the sacred gifts of prosperity to pour into the everyday lives of all of the awakened light workers and all activities of light on the planet. I realize that each time I expand this light through my heart flame, I consciously energize this thought form and the sacred gifts of prosperity through this magnificent gift of the pyramid of God's abundance, pulsating in the atmosphere of Earth, will build in momentum and effectiveness. Moment by moment, the transformation will occur, and the new archetypes for God's abundance and eternal peace will expand through all life. humanity is now embraced within the divine understanding of oneness, reverence for all life, mutual respect, and a higher consciousness of always seeking the highest good for all concerned through prosperity and eternal peace. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. I breathe in deeply now, gently become aware of my physical body as these energies are assimilated. Precious hearts, thank you for your willingness to be the open door for this magnificent gift that has been given to us by the company of heaven. This is a wondrous moment on earth, and you are powerful and assisting the planet by adding to the light of the world. Please join with me again next week as we continue our activities of life. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.